Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show, we're going to recap the LSU-Arkansas football game and also high school playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about high school football today. I'll recap the game I went to and also the games coming up this week, round two. But let's go ahead and get started with the LSU-Arkansas game. First of all, what a defensive game. A lot of people look at this game and go, you know what, LSU, they didn't play well, and, you know, they didn't score a lot of points, and, you know, they didn't throw for a lot of yards. They didn't, you know, but, and I think this will hit home to a lot of listeners that have been doing this, you know, watching as a fan for many years. Especially if you've been to Arkansas before as a fan and sat in a stadium when it's cold. It's not the place you want to play in November. And it's really hard to win in Arkansas because two things. LSU's always coming off the Alabama game. And even if you lose the Alabama game, you're beat up, you're battered, you're bruised, you're physically not ready. You're mentally coming off a win if you do win at the highs of winning the game. And these are all facts. And also, it's cold. It's usually in the 20s and 30s. And, you know, it's just not a very good setting. And Arkansas is always going to play LSU hard because they're always the underdog. And let's face it, Arkansas has talent. They just don't have a good record because they have to play Alabama. They have to play Ole Miss. They have to play Mississippi State. You know, they have to play some big-time programs. I think this year they played Cincinnati at home. They lost to Liberty before LSU, which has a great program coached by Hugh Freeze. But point is, cold game coming off an Alabama victory, bruised. A lot of guys had the flu. So there's a lot of stuff. And they still won the game. Like Coach Kelly said, you still win the game. Find a way to win the game. A lot of these games LSU has lost. I've seen Nick Saban lose many of these games at LSU. I remember LSU losing in Arkansas in Saban's tenure where they lost on the last play from a throw from Matt Jones in the end zone to beat LSU, or LSU would have went to Atlanta. I mean, they've had some tough times in Arkansas, so they won the game. I don't think it's a panic time to say, oh, the offense is going backwards. Nope. I don't believe any of that. They got conservative on a cold field. A lot of guys were sick. And then we're going to talk about Harold Perkins, man. What a player for LSU, the linebacker. When we come back, we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff. And by the way, Jaden did not like the cold weather. Just realize this. Jaden Daniels, the quarterback, and this does play a factor. His whole career as a college player has been in the Sunshine State of California and the Sunshine State of Arizona State. He had never really played in a cold game before this game. So you could tell he was not used to it. And they came out with a W in the end. They also didn't have Brian Thomas at receiver, their deep threat. People said, why didn't they throw the deep ball? Well, their deep threat didn't play. Brian Thomas from Walker High School did not play. And Arkansas's defense is very good, by the way. And just some things I want to throw out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about LSU. We're going to talk about the linebacking core and obviously Harold Perkins. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I want to thank a big sponsor of ours, the Bugman Professional Pest Control in Baton Rouge. Give them a call at 923-2847 or 923-BUGS. They're in New Orleans, Ascension Parish, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge. Appreciate Paul Salvant for being a big supporter of what we do. We actually use the Bugman for my house personally. For the past 13 years, I've used them just in the house I'm in now and also Now that I think about it, I've been using the Bugman for close to 20 years from when I was at my other place a few years ago. So give them a call if you have any pest problems, whether it's roaches or you know, termites, whatever. They do everything. So they do a great job. The Bugman Professional Pest Control. I want to get back to LSU in Arkansas. Big road win again. And I want to talk about Harold Perkins. You know, think about this with Harold Perkins. Yes, he had the four sacks, the two fumbles, caused fumbles. He had four tackles behind the line. Incredible football player. I've been watching football since, you know, 1977, 78, and I'm still a youngster compared to a lot of listeners. But if you go back to the past few games this year, you know what's crazy? To close out wins, he did it for Arkansas game. Also, he helped with the Alabama game. Florida game, I think he won that game by himself. He closed that game out at the end. And also, he helped close out the Ole Miss game. Well, where would LSU be without this young man, Harold Perkins? I mean, Florida, Ole Miss, constantly harassed quarterback Young at Alabama, and then closes this game out, Arkansas. Some people say he looks like a young Lawrence Taylor. I've had a lot of ex-players tell me that over the weekend. Some people say Michael Brooks. He's definitely had the impact of a Devin White. And Devin White, it took him about 2 years to look like this. And Devin White never had a game like this. I mean, he had some great games. But I think we'll all remember Devin White didn't get a chance to play in his final season, his junior year against Alabama. Remember, he had a late hit in the week before. He had to sit out most of the game against Alabama. He didn't even get to play against them his junior year. But Devin White never had a four-sack game with two calls fumbles and four tackles behind the line. He had some two-sack games, one sack. He had some great games. And this kid's doing it as a freshman, a true freshman at 18 out of Houston, Texas, born in New Orleans. Some people have videos of him looking like Bobby Boucher, you know, with Adam Sandler. You know how Bobby Boucher was like jumping across the line and tackling the quarterback and flying all over the place. That was hilarious. The linebacking core itself with Greg Penn, Micah Baskerville, Demario Tolan, and Whit Weeks. What a linebacking core this has become for LSU. Wow. And then the D-line has been incredible. Wingo, you know, BJ at DN, and you know, Ollie Gay solid. And Roy has been phenomenal, Jacqueline Roy from U-High. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more LSU and also high school playoffs. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I wanted to thank another one of our great sponsors, Gros Savon. What is Gros Savon? It's one of the best true sportsman paradise places in the state of Louisiana where you can get an Echo Tours. You can book a fishing trip, a hunting trip, freshwater or saltwater, right outside of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Trust me, it's one of the great things on your bucket list you need to do. I did it two or three times, and it's phenomenal. If you love to fish, take your son or daughter, your clients, whoever, give them a call, book a trip. 337-598-2357. That's 598-2357, area code 337. The True Sportsman's Paradise, Gros Savon, incredible. I look at it as a vacation to go fishing. And it's one of the best times I've ever had in my life. And I need to go again. I went this year. I went the year before. Getting back to football talk, before we talk high school football, my thoughts on the playoff system already, which you got, you know, two games left. You got the Georgia game in Atlanta. Congratulations, LSU, going to Atlanta, the West champs. I will say this. I'm one of the few people that predicted LSU to go 10-2 back in August. And we'll play that on the next show that we have. I've got the receipt for it, as they say. But I did predict 10-2. I did think they would have lost a couple of different games. I had them beating Florida State. I did have them losing Alabama, but I thought they would beat Tennessee and probably lose to Arkansas. That's how I had it. I was pretty close on that. And I said 10-2 because I went to practice. I watched these guys. I saw the talent. I saw the coaching. And it just, you know, sometimes it takes a while for it to come together. But I kept telling all my friends, this is not a rebuild year. This coach, Kelly, he wasn't hired to go 8-4, 7-5, and that's not who he is. And they have talent. And sure enough, they got a chance to go 10-2. They beat UAB, which should happen. We give them 9 wins. A&M on the road, if they even have 20 players left. LSU go 10-2 against, by the way, A&M has UMass to play this week, who's not an easy win for them. UMass, University of Massachusetts, they're pretty good. I mean, they're not bad. They're like Liberty, who beat Arkansas at Arkansas a week ago. Continuing on, let's talk about the high school playoffs. My game of the week to me is the Zachary game this week against West Monroe. I think that's going to be a game of the ages. When you say West Monroe and Zachary, I mean, these two teams have hooked up in the playoffs many times. They've also played in a state championship game where West Monroe lost to them in the final seconds a few years ago, if you remember the great play that Hilton made at receiver, who's at LSU sitting out with an injury. They've beaten West Monroe at home in the playoffs. They've beaten them at West Monroe in the playoffs. West Monroe is not really a happy camper to play the Zachary Broncos because they've lost to them so many times. I don't know who's going to win the game. People say, Lee, pick a winner. I'm not even picking one because this game's going to be so close. It's a toss-up. I think it's going to be the game of the ages for this week in Louisiana. But West Monroe is definitely going to be up for the game. I know Zachary has had a great season outside of losing to Catholic High. But they've had a great year. And you know, Zachary's got, you know, Eli Holstein, who's one of the top quarterbacks in the state, him and Ricky Weeks, and obviously Arch Manning, and several quarterbacks that are coming out this year. You know, Grayson Sonier, Lafayette High. You know, you've got Mason Welch at Northwood and Shreveport. You've got several quarterbacks coming out. The quarterback at Lutcher's pretty good, Whitfield. But what a great game it'll be this week. We're going to take a break when we come back. Talk a little more high school football. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Talking high school football, another great game that this week is at Lutcher. Lutcher plays St. Martinville, which they've come so close to winning or playing for state championships. They've been in the semifinals the last couple of years. Lutcher's got a really good team. Like I said, they got a great quarterback. They've got some great skill guys. Lutcher's under the radar as a number 6 seed. Number 11 seed St. Martinville is very good. Look, Harvey Broussard, the receiver for St. Martinville, to me is the best player in the state that's not a national 100 player. 6'3", 185, vertical 41 inches, All-State in basketball, phenomenal in track. You might see Harvey Broussard wearing a purple and gold LSU when it's said and done because I think he's that good. He can run 4.45. He's got great hands. He's a tough kid. I really like his game. Another game that I really like a lot this week is North Caddo is hosting Parkview Baptist out of Baton Rouge. I've seen both of these teams play. North Caddo, right outside of Shreveport, has got a great running game. They've got Omarion Miller, who's committed to Nebraska, which I think he's got a chance to be an LSU signee. He's phenomenal, by the way. 6'2", 200 pounds, great speed, great hands. Reminds me a lot of Jamar Chase when he played for Archbishop Rummel in New Orleans. Parkview Baptist has a good quarterback. They've got a great coaching staff. They do a great job with the players they have. They're not very deep like the old days, but they have a great team that, and this is going to be a barn burner. It's going to go either way. I like another game involving a Shreveport team against a Baton Rouge team. Episcopal is hosting Loyola Prep, the old Jesuit of Shreveport. Loyola Prep has a very good offense, a good quarterback. They've got some good players. And also Episcopal's really overachieved this year with losing 90% of their starters from 2021, which is very impressive. Another matchup that I like is Evangel Christian, a lot of these Shreveport teams, travels to E.D. White in Thibodaux. E.D. White was runner-up as a state champion in 2021. And Evangel Christian, no one was picking Evangel to even get to this point this year. I did. I think they got a lot of talent. And they have a chance, if they beat E.D. White, to go really deep in the playoffs. Evangel might have their deepest run in about 6 years for this year. And I want to talk about another game that's going to be really interesting is C.E. Byrd, another Shreveport team, is hosting Alexandria High School, Thomas Bachman's team. This is going to be a phenomenal game. These two teams, I think, are even. Alexandria High has a great tight end. They have a really good quarterback. They've got great speed, big team. And then Byrd has got a senior-laden team and a senior quarterback. And this is going to go down to the wire, I think, again. There's a lot of great games that are even. That are going to be played this weekend. Another game, Archbishop Shaw of New Orleans is in the second round for the first time in over a decade. They're going to play Livingston Collegiate, which is not in Livingston Parish. It's in New Orleans. They're hosting the game. Shaw is a 7th seed. Livingston Collegiate is a 10th seed. Hank Turney's got a chance to win 2 playoff games in his first year back at Shaw. And it's good. If they win their second playoff game, that's the first time in over 15 years for them to accomplish that goal. Another big matchup in New Orleans is St. Aug hosts Brother Martin. Brother Martin and St. Aug, a district game in the playoffs. St. Aug and Brother Martin. I don't even know who's going to win this. It's going to be such a good game. And Edna Carr hosts Scotlandville out of Baton Rouge. Another great game. And then Catholic High hosts Archbishop Rummel. There's so many great games. Oak Grove will be playing Welsh out of the Lake Charles area, which is a really good game. And Kentwood is hosting General Trask out of the Monroe area. Another phenomenal game. And then Mangum hosts Grand Lake from the Lake Charles area, which is really big in Division IV non-select. And one other game I really like is Logansport hosting East Feliciana, which is going to be a great game. There's so many games. We could talk for days about the playoffs, but really excited about all the young men. And I want to mention, I went to the Dutchtown Parkway game this past Friday. Kudos to all the Parkway parents that I was able to meet at the game. It's good seeing Coach Mistretta from Dutchtown. Dutchtown's really coming on. They've had a great year. They've really improved a lot. You know, they lost Sampson to Tennessee, their running back from last year. They lost a lot of players, and they really take your hat off to Coach Mistretta because they beat a heck of a Parkway team Friday night pretty convincingly. It wasn't close, but Parkway's got a chance to be phenomenal next year with a ton of juniors and sophomores coming back. So you got to be happy if you're from Bossier City. And you have a kid at Parkway coming back with eligibility. They're going to be really good. And in Dutchtown's very young, very young. They have a tight end that I really liked from watching Friday night, Dylan DeSherry, who's going to be a phenomenal recruit. He's 6'4", about 220, 225, great hands, and can run for Dutchtown High School. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back. We're taking off Wednesday and Friday because it's our 5th week of the month, but we'll replay some of our older shows. this week, and I hope you enjoyed today, and look forward to talking to everybody. I want to thank all our sponsors. I also want to thank John Harvey Toyota, which is in Shreveport, Bossier City. Harvey Subaru and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. They have used and new vehicles. Give them a call in the Shreveport, Bossier City area. Appreciate their support. Our first sponsor ever 3 years ago, and also been with us for several years with the magazine. We'll see everybody really soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.